So, you have a TV show for me.
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Strange Things.
Strange Things?
Yeah, Strange Things. You don't like it?
Well, it just doesn't feel that exciting. It feels like we should up the ante a little bit.
Like a title that's a little more intense?
Yeah, a title that makes these things seem a little stranger.
Okay, how about Very Strange Things?
No, stranger than that.
You're saying the things should sound stranger?
Yeah.
Okay, so what if we call it, Oh, I got it.
Oh, yeah?
No, I got nothing.
That's okay. We'll circle back to that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. We'll figure it out.
So what's the show about?
Well, let me ask you something. Do you remember all the best pop culture stuff that came out of the 80s?
Huh, now that you mention it, I do remember those things. It feels kind of nostalgic.
Right? Now, here's the thing. I also remember those things, and I also feel nostalgic.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is, you know, that. Let's do that.
I'm not sure I get it.
Just a whole bunch of 80s nostalgia in a show.
Is there a story?
Does it really matter?
Kind of.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So it takes place in Hawkins, Indiana, a town where people can't take a punch without losing consciousness.
Okay.
And there's this place called the Upside Down that's causing all these strange things.
What's this place like?
Well, it's super creepy and dark, and there's snowy stuff floating around.
Oh, so the Upside Down is Canada.
No, it's not Canada. This place is covered in weird slimy goo.
Actually, interesting fact about Canada, a lot of it is actually covered in goo.
That sounds like something you just made up.
That's right, sometimes I just lie confidently.
Anyway, so this place is a parallel dimension that's home to some pretty messed up monsters called Demogorgons.
Ooh, sounds scary. What do they look like?
Kind of like a xenomorph, but if instead of a scary face, it had like Patrick from SpongeBob.
I love it.
Yeah, and these things are attracted to blood, and in the first episode, one of them is gonna take a kid named Will.
Was he bleeding?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
And there's also this little girl named Eleven who has weird abilities, and she escaped from Hawkins' lab.
And what's she like?
Oh, she's super adorable.
Aw, fun.
Yeah, she's real cute, and also she, you know, snaps people's arms with her mind and makes them pee all over themselves and pops their brains inside their head so hard that blood pours out their eye sockets.
That is adorable.
Yeah, and she gets nosebleeds when she uses her brain too hard.
Oh, samesies.
So anyway, the secret government people that control the lab want to track her down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and they kill this dude and make it look like suicide in the first episode just because he interacted with her.
Wow, they're not messing around.
Not in the first episode, they're not. After that, they're gonna get pretty lenient.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like this cop named Hopper breaks into their lab and assaults a bunch of people, and they're barely gonna do anything about it.
It sounds like they should take him out and stage it as a suicide.
Yeah, sounds like.
Or arrest him for one of his multiple crimes to keep him quiet.
Or that. But they're not going to.
Interesting choice.
So anyway, Eleven meets some kids her age, and they're trying to find their friend Will.
Okay.
And her and this kid Mike have a thing, because I guess he's really into powerful women.
Oh, I get it. Popping people's brains inside their heads is tight.
Oh yeah. So then pretty much everyone's gonna spend the season trying to find Will.
Was he the only one that was taken?
No, we're gonna have this girl Barb get taken too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, she's gonna get violently pulled into the Upside Down through a swimming pool and killed and mummified, and slugs are gonna come out of her mouth, and it's gonna be awful.
Holy crap, what did she do to deserve that?
Nothing, I guess.
Don't you have an ex-girlfriend named Barb?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right, so I guess it's gonna be hard for all the characters when they find out that Will is dead.
Oh no, he's not gonna die.
He's not?
Nah.
How come this thing killed Barb but not Will?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, so actually, quick thing. I'm gonna need you to find a way to, you know, make Eggos a cultural phenomenon for me.
What?
It's just that I promised the people at Eggos that we'd turn them into a cultural phenomenon or whatever.
Why would you promise that?
Well, actually, I believe that Eggos represents important North American values that should be properly reflected in.
Look at your face. No, it's because they gave me a shipping container filled with cash and waffles.
Right, that makes more sense.
And a barrel of maple syrup so big I almost drowned in it.
That's a pretty big brand deal.
So can you do it?
Yeah, actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll just have 11 be super obsessed with Eggos.
Oh, the girl that pops people's brains inside their heads.
That's the one.
Fantastic.
Plus, we can use some of that Eggo cash to make season 2.
Oh, you have a season 2 planned.
I do.
What happens in that one?
A lot of the same stuff, but a little different.
Changing it up a bit? That's smart.
Yeah, like instead of going into the Upside Down, Will is gonna get possessed by something that lives in the Upside Down.
That kid's having a horrible childhood.
Oh yeah, the worst.
Wow.
And instead of a normal-sized monster, we're gonna have a really big one and a bunch of little ones.
I guess that's different.
And instead of a character
character named Barb dying a violent death. A character named Bob is gonna die a violent death.
Isn't Bob the name of your ex-girlfriend's fiance?
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Okay.
We're also gonna introduce a girl named Max and her brother Billy.
What are they gonna do?
Not much.
Huh.
And we're gonna have this thing where in season one, Will's mom fills her house with lights, but in season two, she fills it with papers.
Pretty similar concept, though.
Actually, no, because papers are different from lights.
Right, but still redecorating the house in a crazy way.
Well, if you want something really different, wait till season two, episode 7.
Oh, what happens in that one?
Eleven's gonna go on a little road trip to Chicago to find herself.
And people are gonna enjoy that?
Oh yeah, people are gonna love that.
So, you have a new season of Stranger Things for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And guess what?
No.
Frickin' Hopper is alive.
Oh, man, it must have been tough for him to survive that big machine explosion that vaporized everyone in the room last season.
Actually, it was super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, check this out. He got out of the way.
What?
Yeah, it turns out that was an option that was on the table, just jumping out of the way. So he's alive, he didn't die.
Wow, well, okay, that was easy.
Yeah, but see, then it turns out he was picked up by some Russians who somehow got there before the Americans arrived, and they put him in this crazy Russian prison.
Oh, those are in Russia.
And so Joyce and Murray are gonna have to head over there and help him escape.
Very exciting.
But then he gets caught and goes back to jail, and they're gonna have to help him escape.
Oh.
But then later they're gonna escape, and they realize they gotta go back.
So they're just kinda going in and out of prison this season?
In and out for hours, sir. Plus Hopper has like a broken ankle and probably frostbitten feet.
Man, that's probably gonna complicate things.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna have this nice reunion with him and Joyce, and they're actually gonna kiss.
Aw.
Yeah, it's really nice, and he lets her know that he's been eating maggot-filled bread for months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you can imagine how that kiss tasted.
Okay, enough about the Russia stuff. What's going on with the Upside Down? What's the big threat this season?
Oh, we got this new bad guy this season.
Oh, boy. So what's his deal?
He's this super scary guy. He's bald and slimy looking. He's got, like, dark magical powers.
Right.
And many years ago, when the hero was young, they somehow defeated this powerful villain, and he's been plotting his return ever since.
Uh-huh.
And so beyond all odds, it's gonna be a group of high school students that have to take on this bald, super powerful magic guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar. Wants to take over the world with his dark powers, thinks non-magical people are beneath him, name starts with a V.
Yeah? I mean, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's familiar with Voldemort.
What? No, it's not Voldemort. I'm not talking about Voldemort.
What do you mean it's not Voldemort? You just described Voldemort.
But no, he's not like Voldemort at all.
Does he have a nose? So what's Voldemort up to? What does he want?
He's not... Okay, so Voldemort is terrorizing Hawkins, and he's doing this thing where he's snapping kids' legs and blowing their eyes up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and this cool new character, Eddie's gonna get blamed for these murders, so the team's gonna try to help him not get killed by the townspeople.
Very nice of them.
And so Voldemort needs to open up these four gates from the Upside Down, and one of the people he's targeting is Max.
Oh, no.
But right before he kills her, they figure out that if she's listening to her favorite song, he can't kill her. And also, they find out the house that he's living in.
How do they figure that out?
Well, after he attacks Max, she's like doodling these little pieces of what she saw, and then Nancy assembles them all together and is like, whoa, this is a house.
She was just doodling disconnected pieces of a house that then intricately assembled to form said house.
That's what we're going with. Well, okay then, and what else is going on?
Well, Jonathan has a new friend named Argyle.
And what's he bringing to the table?
A van and salt access.
Oh, sick, and what's going on with Eleven?
Well, she's been living in California with Will and Jonathan, and her powers are gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So she's gonna reluctantly work with Dr. Brenner to get her powers back and go save her friends.
Didn't he die in the first season? Wasn't he killed by a Demogorgon?
It sure seemed that way because of what happened, but no, he survived.
How?
By not explicitly dying on screen.
Oh, yeah, that does tend to be a great survival tactic.
It does. So he's using this machine to bring Eleven back into her forgotten memories of that whole experiment thing when she was a kiddo.
Okay.
And so she's remembering all these conversations she had with this Henry guy that worked there.
Conversations? Couldn't she not talk back then?
Hey, shut up. And so eventually she accidentally sets this guy loose, not realizing that he was actually number one and he hates Dr. Brenner and he's evil.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so he goes nuts and kills all the other kids and injures Dr. Brenner.
Why doesn't he kill Brenner too if he hates him so much?
Unclear.
But so then Eleven goes super intense and sends him into the Upside Down where he turns into Vecna.
Who?
Ah, Voldemort.
He's from Harry Potter.
Right, and so eventually we're gonna get to the finale and all the good guys have to do this crazy stuff simultaneously to defeat the bad guy.
What do they have to do?
Well, a bunch of them head into the Upside Down.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
And so Dustin and Eddie need to lure lure a bunch of these bat things away from the Voldemort house so Steve and Nancy and Robin could go kill him while they're using Max as bait.
And how do they distract the bats?
Oh, well, Eddie does this crazy Metallica performance on top of a trailer, and then when the bats come flying in, he has to rush down and get inside the trailer, and let me tell you, he cuts it pretty close.
Why didn't he do that performance right in front of the door?
Because being on the roof looks a lot cooler.
That's a good point.
And later, Eddie's gonna die.
That makes sense.
Oh, you're not surprised? I mean, he's a seemingly lovable character introduced in a new season of Stranger Things. That's pretty much a death sentence.
That's a good point, but he does die like a hero by distracting some bats that didn't really need to be distracted anymore.
Well, great.
And meanwhile, in Voldemort's house, the other characters are gonna get choked out by some vines.
Oh, no.
For 45 minutes.
That's how do they not die?
Unclear. And so then at the same time, Eleven is using her powers to go inside Max's mind to try to defeat Voldemort.
Oh, how does that go?
Well, they show their hands to each other for quite some time.
Amazing.
And at a certain point, it seems like Eleven's gonna lose, but then Mike tells her that he loves her and she needs to fight, so that gives her an extra boost.
She just spent the whole season trying to get her powers back so she could fight. Did she really need a reminder?
I just needed something for Mike to do.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And at the same time, in Russia, Hopper and Joyce and Murray realize they need to join the fight as well.
What? How?
Oh, well, they vaguely find out that the kids are fighting some kind of evil back home, so they're like, hey, there were some monsters at the prison, so maybe if we go fight them, that'll help in some way, because it's like a hive mind.
Oh, a very big leap.
A huge leap, sir, but not only does it turn out they're right, they do it at precisely the perfect moment.
Wow, crazy how stuff like that works out sometimes, huh?
I know, right? Especially when I've written it that way.
Yeah.
So they manage to defeat Voldemort, but then Max dies, which opens up this massive gate all around Hawkins.
Oh, no.
But then Eleven brings Max back from the dead, which is a thing she can do now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and so then 2 days later...
Wait, 2 days? What happened? How'd they get out of the upside down?
Don't worry about it. So they're back, and the gates are closed, and Max is in a coma, and the gates reopen, and we're done.
Wait, what?
We're done. Check back in like 3 years, please.
Oh, okay.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a great season. Hey, what do you think we should use for Max's favorite song?
Well, I was thinking we bring Kate Bush back into the mainstream with that song Running Up That Hill.
Oh.
We're gonna give that old song a huge boost.
Oh, bringing back the Bush is tight.
Don't phrase it like that.
Sorry, yeah, no.
But we totally will, though.
Hi everybody, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Hope you liked it. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to this pitch meeting only channel. It's only got pitch meetings on it. You can also let me know in the comment section what other movies and shows you want to see pitch meetings for. And don't forget to subscribe to this pitch meeting only channel. It's only got pitch meetings on it. I already said that.